Human behavior is shaped not only by what we do, but by what we attach to what we do. The difference between giving yourself a reward for hitting a goal and giving yourself comfort for feeling down may seem subtle in the moment, yet over time it creates dramatically different patterns. One reinforces discipline and forward motion. The other can quietly strengthen avoidance and stagnation. A reward tied to a milestone acknowledges effort, persistence, and achievement. It creates a clear cause and effect relationship. I work towards something meaningful, and I earn this positive outcome. This structure reinforces productive behavior. When you promise yourself a weekend getaway after finishing a major project or a special dinner after reaching a savings goal, you are pairing pleasure with progress. The brain begins to associate effort with satisfaction. Discipline becomes less about deprivation and more about delayed gratification. This kind of reward system builds momentum. Each goal reached becomes proof of capability. Each celebration reinforces identity. I am someone who follows through. Over time, this strengthens self-trust. You begin to believe your own commitments because you see the pattern. Set a target, act consistently, achieve, reward. The reward is not random. It is earned. It closes the loop in a healthy way. In contrast, using comfort as a response to feeling down can unintentionally reinforce the very behaviors that led to discouragement. If every stressful day is followed by impulsive spending, overeating, or abandoning responsibilities, the brain begins to connect discomfort with indulgence. Instead of learning resilience, it learns escape. The message becomes, when things feel hard, avoid them and seek immediate relief. This does not mean that comfort is wrong or that emotions should be suppressed. Rest and compassion are necessary, but there is a difference between intentional recovery and reflexive consolation. Comfort that restores strength, like taking a walk, talking with a friend, or getting adequate sleep, helps you return to your goals. Comfort that distracts or derails, like overspending after a disappointing week, or skipping commitments because motivation is low, can deepen the cycle of frustration. The key distinction lies in what behavior is being reinforced. When rewards follow achievement, progress is strengthened. When indulgences follow avoidance or poor choices, avoidance is strengthened. Human beings respond powerfully to reinforcement. What we repeatedly pair with pleasure grows. There is also an identity component. Rewarding milestones builds pride. Comforting setbacks without reflection can build dependency. If every disappointment is cushioned with immediate gratification, we may reduce our tolerance for discomfort. Yet growth often requires sitting with temporary frustration. The ability to endure small setbacks without self-sabotage is part of maturity. In the long run, the habit of earned reward cultivates confidence and upward momentum. It aligns pleasure with progress. The habit of emotional indulgence can blur boundaries and weaken discipline. The difference is not about being harsh with oneself, it is about being intentional. Celebrate wins, mark milestones, pair pleasure with achievement, and when feeling down, seek recovery that strengthens rather than escapes. In this way, rewards become fuel for growth, rather than compensation for retreat.